626 here on The Keel, live and local with you this hour. We got the Holland Brothers here in the studio, Mark and Mike joining us. And again, if you're just joining us, they got a couple of shows coming up here locally. Next week, Wednesday the 13th at Crook's Corner, Friday the 15th at Carolina Brewery down in Pittsburgh, and then Sunday, July 1st at Southern Village. Guys, where can people find out more information about you guys online?
We have a Facebook page.
All right.
And everything is there. It's facebook.com/ Holland Bros.
All right.
HOLLANDBROS.
BROS.
Yeah,
awesome.
And there's a link to, and this is a Durham-based company, Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/
Bros. Was bros a conscious decision or was brothers taken?
It was an agonizing decision.
It is brothers.
Yeah, Holland Brothers. Right.
But we I think we were just chuckling to ourselves.
We were chuckling.
Just to do the bros.
For this reason or just for a completely different purpose?
Just for,
I guess for visual.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know. We just... We're having a laugh, and we said, we'll just leave it bros, but
yeah.
Instead of brothers.
And, you know, I think visually it works better.
It works better,
yeah.
I like it. Well, people don't have as many letters to remember when
exactly.
They're typing in.
Exactly,
yeah.
Keep it simple.
Cool. So y'all are out on the local road now, touring around the area.
Yeah, we do the region. I mean,
the region. Yeah.
Yeah, we tend to stick around the triangle, but mm-hmm. We do get out to Charlotte, Asheville, Wilmington,
D.C.
And so you know, it happens.
Yeah.
You know? We're not seeking it out, but it comes to us, and if it's a favorable gig and we're going to enjoy it and make a little money, then we're all about it.
Yeah,
so.
we had some music in a couple of movies. One was done by David Burris, local Raleigh guy, done good in L.A.
Awesome.
Another was in a recently movie with Danny McBride and Josh Brolin.
Nice.
That just premiered. It's coming out on Netflix on July 6th.
What's the movie?
The Legacy of the White-Tailed Deer Hunter.
Nice. How'd you get hooked up with them? Josh Brolin's having a decent year.
Yeah, he is. It was actually through a licensing company that works with Reverb Nation, and they just heard a piece of music and actually got to go out and see the premiere out at South by Southwest
nice.
In Austin, so that was fun.
Awesome.
But we get opportunities like
that.
He
did not take me.
Well, you
I
know.
Couldn't go.
How long had it been since you had been to Austin? Because you used to play.
Since 2000.
So okay.
Yeah. And that festival has grown a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, how
the
has it changed
lot,
in
that's
20
an
years?
Amazing
yeah.
City.
We played it maybe four or five times, if I remember, in the mid-90s, mm-hmm, early mm-hmm. to mid-90s. But then, you know, it was just...
We were just too
it exploded.
Cool for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Well, yeah, it goes mainstream, and then, like, the cool people start staying away, right? Yeah. So, like, balancing band life and family life, because you did the touring thing in the 90s, went back, started raising a family, and now you're kind of juggling both. How is that going?
It's not really, to be honest, it's not a lot of juggling. You know, we focus on the family mm-hmm. foremost. Our kids are older. They're teenagers, and we do it so we can enjoy ourselves and our bass player, Billy Feather, mm-hmm. Who plays with other bands. We enjoy her company quite a bit. We really do it, like Mark said, between the break, to bon vivant.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
To eat good, to drink well, to meet people in a great environment, and play some music and have some fun.
And we've met some great people. Restaurant owners
mm-hmm.
and their employees and the people that run the service industry. We've met some awesome people, and we just played Farm to Fork out at Farrington.
Nice, yeah,
We do that every year, and that was a great partnership of farmers and restaurants that we are very proud to be a part of. So we donate our time to that. There's other things that we donate our time to. Mm-hmm. The McDonald, Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah,
is
great.
One thing that we've donated a lot of time to.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't even say career comes into that equation. It's a younger man's and woman's game, or younger person's game. And we had that fun traveling mm-hmm. thing, and now we find that it's better when people come and ask you to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's usually a better situation.
Do you have like favorite places to play now, or?
Well, we love Crook's Corner. We call that our Madison Square. He said that's our Madison Square Garden. Eddie Pub in Saxapaw Hall is a favorite.
Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh.
Oh, they're great, yeah.
We hit that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. They've been very good to us.
And I enjoy
Carolina Brewery.
And City Tap.
City Tap in Pittsburgh always has us play there. And we play at their other restaurants, Smoke and Barrel in Sanford.
Ben's Tune Up in Asheville. The owner's a good friend, and that's a fantastic place that we like to go to when we can.
Yeah.
Favorite people you've met along the way?
John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
I would say our A&R guy, Terry Tolkien, with Elektra, who gave us a shot at, you know, showing us what we really didn't want anyway. You know,
yeah.
Be careful what you wish for is what it was.
Yeah.
Such a smart, interesting guy. Total counterculture type individual. Can't believe he actually was getting paid to do what he was actually doing, you know, and just, you know, somebody that a book could be written about, basically. So, Terry, if you're listening in New Orleans by internet, I love you, man.
Awesome. Got the Holland Brothers here in the studio. Let's hear another song. Said. What do we got next?
We're going to do Jim Lee Blues.
All right.
Riverboat Ballad.
Go for it.
Went away up a river some 40 miles or more. I think I heard that big Jim Lee blow. He wasn't gonna blow no more. Blue just like my baby getting on board. I'm a poor old boy and a long way from home. And you're causing me to leave my one good home. Father, well, you be. I ain't got nobody to feel or care for me. If you don't want me, then give me your hand, and I'll get a woman quick as you. Got a plundered man bringing down the gals of mine. I lay my head in a steamer woman's arms, and she lay, hey, hey, her nappy head in mine. Was sunshine. Don't pay me no mind, cause I did not let them fools out my love. Jim Lee, he's back in the band now, and a standby show man, if you're one of mine.
Holland Brothers back to wrap things up with the Holland Brothers on the other side of the break. Don't go away. It's 6:38.